So I want to come back to the context of why you're in this community and why I'm in this community and why I care and why we should give a shit here. You've got your own reasons, which are awesome, and some of them are going to overlap with mine. And I wanted to just remind us a little bit about the journey for a minute. And I wanted to talk briefly on warriorship tonight, and then I wanted to hear your questions and also your why. So your homework right now is to think about your why. All right? Why? Why bother? Why care? All right. First, close your eyes. Or if you're doing multitasking, just kind of settle down, settle into sitting or lying, ideally sitting. And relaxing your eyes. Again, some people like their eyes open to go inward. That's fine if that helps you pay attention to internal stuff. Body sensations, right? Noise, stories, whatever. And I want you to find a resource. Okay, this is the Nestor meditation, but we're just going to focus on the resource right now. So find the resource in your body. Where do you feel just good, strong, stable, secure, where there's just a hum of energy going on that's like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Just feel into where that is in your body. Could be your toe, your belly, back of your neck. Could be your head, your heart. Could be just the left side of your body or the right side, but tune into where you're okay. Where is your experience solid? Just okay, you know? That's the resource right now. Okay? We always want to be able to find a resource inside of ourselves to make the journey. Now, if you can't find that for whatever reason because you feel numb or too triggered, you can find an external resource. So gravity is one of my favorites. If you're standing or seated, you can feel the earth literally just supporting you, right? And your skeleton supporting you. But if you can't tune into your skeleton or your spine, then tune into the fact that gravity is holding you up. And if you try to pick yourself up and jump or lift your arm up and then you relax, guess what takes over? Gravity. And the earth is just here loving you. So feel that. That's an external resource. The earth is just here loving you regardless of what's going on with you. No judgment, no biases, no agenda, just here supporting you as we spin through space. Pretty amazing. Okay, feel that. Internal or external resource. Right now, I want you to think about the most challenging person in your life right now. Could be your guy, your woman, your parents, your kids, a coworker. Just picture their face and watch what happens in your body. And just relax into that. Notice your body just brace, or there's a little bit of activation, mild or major. Notice that. Yep, track where it is. Where is it? Where's the sensation? And then what is the sensation? What is that? Is that heat? Is that tingling? Is that constriction? Do I feel my blood vessels closing or opening? Can I feel my neck tighten as the hair on the back of my head all of a sudden more alert? Just feel, thinking of the worst person in your life, the most challenging person, what happens in your somatic experience? Okay, exhaling, let that go and come back to your resource. Go right back to the same spot, internal or external, and feel that. Just feel the resource, no story about it, just the resource. Where is it? Feel that in your body. Put your awareness and your attention there. Okay. Now, this resource here has the ability to meet your life, whatever's going on. And it also has the ability to go directly into the center of your challenges and the challenging experience in your body and heal and support you, right? So you have a challenge externally or from someone else, and then that creates challenge in your body, and then you enter your experience with support, i.e. warriorship. You go right into that sensation with a resource. Like, it's okay. I'm just going to go in there with my attention and feel. The more you can penetrate challenges and hold challenges, the stronger you are as a human being. And the less taken out you are by challenging relationships. Because guess what? You're going to experience challenging relationships forever. They will not go away, ever. So you may as well learn how to embrace and face them. So one of the first things the warrior does is they're able to work with their experience. This is why meditation is such a powerful path. If you can't sit with your experience in moments of upset, you've got problems. And you will be hijacked by your emotions and the back part of your brain. You will do stupid things and say stupid things. And you will create problems. You will add on suffering to your shit pile. So relax, right? I had my first meditation teacher. People would go up to the microphone on this huge, 120 person meditation retreat that was a month long and be like, teacher, what do I do when blank? What do I do when my wife left me? What do I do when I just got in a car accident? What do I do when? And this guy was feeling crazy questions, right? And guess what his answer was every fucking time? Relax. Relax. And it was, I laugh now, but it was so helpful because I learned over time how to relax in the face of adversity and upset, in the face of conflict, in the face of tension. And that muscle got stronger in me. And that's what the warrior does, is we're able to be with our experience. It's so simple. So when we're freaking out, we read something about Donald Trump, or we read something about the government, or this bombing in Europe, and we freak out, right? We go into our minds and we allow ourselves to kind of run wild with anger, rage, thoughts, whatever it is, and all that's fine, and we can even take action if we want. But I'm telling you, the more you can tolerate what's happening internally, the stronger you are, and the more people are going to look to you to be an anchor in the storm. Would you rather be an anchor in the storm, or do you want to be swept away by your emotional life and the way you react in your animal self? It's also less and less attractive to other people. So you get in a long-term relationship, if you're the one freaking out all the time and your partner's the anchor, that's okay, but you will burn your partner out over time. So we've got to learn how to sit with ourselves, right? Sit with our experience. And the nest meditation is one of the strongest tools I can offer you. And the nester, the adding the resource on the end, is just a bonus, because there's always a resource. It doesn't matter what it is. And as you know, when you heal any kind of traumatic experience or therapy through trauma therapy or somatic therapy or any kind of exceptionally gifted, skilled body work thing, is we go into pain with resource. You go into tension, because the only way to soften and release tension is to go into it and be present with it. As children, you didn't get to do that, which is why there's tension. Right? It wasn't safe. No one was holding you. So you kind of contracted, you got emotional, you sucked it up, you tried to be strong, and that became kind of knots in your system. So our relationships, all of our relationships help us. Why? Because they trigger us into discomfort and pain into tension that we don't like, that we don't prefer, etc., so that we can grow and be who we are. You will always attract your disowned parts forever. And you can make that a problem and make, you know, those people go away, or you can welcome that and be like, all right, you know. And I personally prefer, definitely, I'm probably with you, where I like to surround myself with people like you guys, like-hearted people who have the same language, are working on the same stuff, or trying to go to the next level in whatever area of life they're working on, money, relationships, business, parenting, whatever the area of life is, and we're going there together, right? I want to surround myself with that, those kind of people. And even in those communities like this one, you're going to find people that trigger you, because you can't escape your disowned parts. You can't run. You can hide, but you can't run. Or you can run, but you can't hide. That's what I meant to say. And then you have kids, and here it comes again. Okay, year in and year out, you will continue to experience this. Look closely. And the warrior, which is you and me, we say yes. We say, okay, I'm going to pull out my sword and learn how to do Aikido with this whole thing. And I'm going to learn how to use challenge and pain to strengthen myself. Why the fuck would I choose anything else? I'm going to use adversity here to my benefit. And I'm going to see the benefits of any painful experience. And through that, I'm going to get stronger. Powerful stuff, right? It's amazing to me how many people don't have the view, this view that we're talking about, the indestructible view. And, you know, I could go on and on about this because we can't hear it enough. It's important that this is in our mind's eye and in our heart every day. I wake up and I face my life and I face my relationships, and I use all of it to get empowered, to get stronger. And that's what this community is about. And our primary vehicle is relationship. And I love relationship, as you know, for the obvious reasons. But it's the common thread, right, that weaves throughout our life. We just aren't living in solitary confinement. We live in communities. We live in neighborhoods. We live virtually with thousands of people now all over the world and friends everywhere. We are surrounded by people that we don't like and that we like. And you can't get away, even if, this is why people go live in communes, right, in spiritual communities, because they want to get away from that which is triggering, to try to maintain peace, which is fine. But then you get out of your monastery, you get out of your retreat, and you go back to life, which is full of shit you don't like. And it's just an external projection of what's going on inside. So the more you can settle in to the fact that you've got some baggage inside, some disowned parts, and it's all showing up outside of you, the more you can relax into that and go, okay, everything I experience is for my benefit, and it's designed to get me stronger. I can do that, or I can, as Carlos Castaneda says, you can make yourself miserable, or you can make yourself strong. The amount of work is the same. That's my experience also. So the past 3 days or so have been really challenging for me and in my business. And I'm just doing tasks in my business that aren't my skill set, aren't my gift, aren't my craft. And I can complain about that, and I can contract around that whole thing. And when I do, I don't have a good hour or a good day or a good morning or whatever. Or I can begin to relax into that and be like, right, this is helping me. And I can start to see where the path that I want to take is. Okay, what do I want to be doing? And how can I actually get more support inside my business to allow me to do my magic, to do what I'm here to do? So you all are like me in that you have something you're very good at, and you have other things you're doing that aren't that, right? And so this is where the POS comes really in hand, where it's so important to begin to orient around our mission, what's most important to us, because that's where the fulfillment is. And then we attract relating and relationships that see us there and light us up. And now we're on fire, and now we're loving what we're doing, and we're not getting bogged down. So I just wanted to speak to that tonight, to remind you, to remind myself that this is about warriorship, and let's meet our lives And let's use each other to do that. Let's practice the tools. Someday you're going to master the tools in relationship, and you're going to be one of those people that everybody looks to help out in any situation. You're the most mature person relationally. You have the language. You can de-escalate any situation quickly because you can get someone's experience, validate them, calm them down. You're going to be that person. And I've seen people in this community get stronger there and become more and more that person. And then you're going to get that, and then you're going to move on to some other area of your life. And this is going to become an asset you have the rest of your life. It's pretty powerful stuff. So